This is Twit.
I use LinkedIn. As I said, I'm not a daily user or really even a weekly user, although, yeah, I've tried to, you know, keep it as up to date as possible as of late. It is the only place where my resume lives, my CVs. That's, if anyone ever wants to know, I just send them to, you know, the little permalink for my LinkedIn resume. The company does, though, it has done a pretty good job of having daily updates of, you know, Tanya Hall got promoted, or, you know, Chuck changed jobs, or please rate this coworker that you said that you worked with in the past. So the site as a whole, I feel like, does a really good job of trying to keep everything fresh and keep you up to date on what everybody's doing. What are some tips you have for someone, maybe a little bit like me, who says, yeah, isn't LinkedIn just a place where I update my job?
Well, that's one of the myths that I usually explode when I'm talking about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is not an online resume. LinkedIn is, in fact, an online portfolio or an online business site. For my business, the Affinity Alliance, we do not actually have a website. We use my LinkedIn profile and a couple of company pages that we've got. So I really consider LinkedIn to be an online portfolio where people can see what blog posts I do, what information I've got, my 90 plus some on recommendations from clients. And, you know, if somebody's looking to hire me as a speaker or a marketing consultant, they can go on LinkedIn and look at my recommendations. So it's a really good place to do that. The other aspect of it is I usually counsel my clients that at least about once every 2 weeks or so, refresh your profile. Because as you mentioned, what happens is folks then get notifications that you've changed something. Even as simple as changing your profile picture, folks will get a chance to take a look. And it's kind of a nudge, if you will, as, oh, I should look at Tanya right now, or I should look at Sarah, so see what she's got going on. She changed job, or she added something new. And trust me, when I do that, I have 60 to 70 some odd people message me back in regards to what's going on with a new job or a new project that I'm working on.
So I've got a question. I mean, this is a little bit controversial. I have a certain opinion about this, but I know that other people in kind of the marketing and LinkedIn space have a different opinion. Mm-hmm. What about people who offer you some sort of, you know, recommendation and not necessarily click, you know, Tanya's great at social media, but actually a written recommendation? Would you say more or less of those?
The difference is endorsements versus recommendations. Endorsements are basically Facebook likes. But there's a wrinkle now, thanks to LinkedIn, in that they are saying that the more endorsements you have, the better search you are going to have within the LinkedIn platform. That being said, recommendations, as far as I'm concerned, are gold. And you really do not – I do not recommend anybody who I've not worked with, who I don't know, who I really can't basically give a job reference, if you will, or a reference for a client reference to them. I won't write a recommendation. So I'm very careful in that regard.
There are people that I know, mostly who work in the technology field, but, you know, this, I'm sure this blanket applies to a lot of other people who, as I mentioned, LinkedIn can be really aggressive with email notifications. I mean, I've turned off email notifications for LinkedIn 100 different times, and they find a way to like repackage them and then continue to send something to me. Although it does keep me thinking about the site, so it is effective and annoying at the same time. There are people who, kind of like people who hate Facebook, say LinkedIn is super obnoxious. I will not use it. I will figure out other ways to connect with people. Do you think there is any, I'm sort of setting you up here, is there any other way, really?
Good to know.
Is there any other way, really, without using LinkedIn at all, that you can achieve these same sort of connections that you're talking about online?
I have a 300 million person database with 13,000 direct connections. I have close to 15 to 20 million people I can connect with directly. In my estimation, there really is no better business to business, and they emphasize business, network platform available as far as LinkedIn is concerned. I've tried it on Facebook. I do it with Twitter to a certain extent. I'm on Google+. But I still go back to LinkedIn on a regular basis because it just makes a lot more sense. If I'm talking to somebody on LinkedIn, I'm looking to do business with that person.